Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WGR 550 and MSG. Good morning, Elliot. What's going on?
Not much, guys. What's going on?
Oh, I just read a text from my buddy. I was telling him I'm a little bit embarrassed about the open of the show, Elliot.
Why?
I did a throat clear right into the microphone and here's why. I know why. I ate a grapefruit and it was super sour. So like the back of my throat just kept like building up phlegm to try to wash it down. And it just sat there and it wouldn't go away.
You know what that teaches you?
Don't
eat grapefruit.
Maybe that's the next lesson, but I like it. I like grapefruit. It's worked for me. I've lost 40 pounds. It's part of the routine for me. But let's not talk about my routine. Let's talk about your routine. Your routine is getting inside information around the league. And I heard your 31 Thoughts podcast with Jeff Merrick there. And you mentioned that some teams are back in on Eichel. Now, didn't we talk about this last week? And you said, they might circle back. And you said, in your 31 thoughts, a couple teams are out, but we might see them come back in closer to the draft.
It's like this. It's a big circle. It's a giant drain. Like they're out, they're in, they're out, they're in.
Yeah, well, it's totally like flexing muscles through the media. That's what they're doing.
Well, it's not. Some teams don't even do it through the media. I just think that you get frustrated or you think, okay, we can't make a match. And then you come back and say, okay, maybe now we can make a match. Or, some teams are probably sitting there saying, does Buffalo feel the pressure to get this Eichel deal done by the draft? And so you circle back in. All of this stuff is part of it. Like it's all part of this. There's no question about that.
So when you have, for an example, we
Craig,
read,
where are you?
I'm in Boston right now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, when you circle back and you hear, Larry Brooks, saying that the New York Rangers have yet to see the medical information reports on Jack Eichel. And for me, I was saying to PD, I think that means is that they are not close enough for the Sabres to give up that information yet. Is that not what that sounds like to you?
Yes. Now, there's different degrees of this, Craig. I'd reported a while ago that the Sabres were being very careful with this, that they, you couldn't, like for Tarasenko, for example, in St. Louis, the Blues want this deal to happen. Tarasenko wants this deal to happen. So basically anyone who's asked, like Philadelphia was one of the teams that asked, I think the Islanders were another, they were given the information. They said, can we see the medicals? And the team said yes, and the players said yes, because both sides have to agree. I think with the Sabres, it's been more of a no. I think that Eichel would be willing to do it. I just think that Buffalo's like, no, we're not doing it until we know you're really serious. So the Rangers obviously is a no. Minnesota, Michael Russo reported today is a no. I'm not sure. Calgary, I don't think they were ever given, they won't say anything, but I didn't get the sense they were ever given permission. And I simply don't know that Anaheim was or wasn't. So, that's kind of where we are right now. I think that, the other thing too is I can sense that if this doesn't happen by the draft, Eichel's going to be impatient because A, I think he wants to know what his future is, and B, He wants to know what he's going to be cleared to do. So that adds another level to all of this.
Speaking of level, interesting word. Why do they need a medical report? This is confusing to me. I'm not criticizing the request, but why do they need a medical report? They know that he needs surgery, or they know what surgery that, you know, like if he wanted that disc replacement, they can do research on that without, you know.
No, Andrew, no. Like if you're trading for a $55 million commitment or whatever it is, you want to see the medicals. You want to know.
So they just want to know herniated disc at C, you know, whatever, C4, 5, 6, 7, yeah. whatever.
And that way their own doc, and also you want to know, like, you know, ever since the news came out that this is what Eichel wanted, you know, teams have been doing their research on what is this. And they want their doctors to look at it. They want to know what they're dealing with. You can't make this trade without knowing, you know, all of the reports on what your doctors have seen and what they agree or disagree. You can't do it.
Just for clarification. Like
one of the things that just happened was the major reason that Seattle didn't take Carey Price was because, you know, Price is supposed to have a procedure done potentially this week, and they didn't know exactly what it was or what the possibilities were. And without that, they weren't making the commitment to Carey Price.
Well, I just wanted to say that for clarification, I agree with you. I just wanted to make the argument against it to see if maybe you thought that they really did need the medical report. Appreciate you playing.
You were doing sports radio arguing is what you were.
That's exactly. I was just trying to get a little bit more of a rise out of you. And I got it. Instigators WGR 550 and MSG. Elliot Freeman joining us. Go ahead.
I think, by the way, that Anaheim has circled back. I think that's the one team just to see if there's any.
Is Zegras involved with that?
I don't know. I've just heard that, but what previously, whatever Buffalo asked, Anaheim was not willing to do.
Do you need Zegras, Craig? Like, yes, is that 100%.
The phone would be hung up, period.
Do you
not
think
trading
they need
Eichel
to put,
unless you have Zegras?
No, I disagree, but we can talk about Ellie. Do you think Zegras has to be in that deal? I think they have some other pieces plus a number three overall pick that they could make a deal work.
I don't necessarily think Zegras has to be in it, but if he's not, like, what's acceptable? Like, just for argument's sake, like, Craig, let's just play sports radio GM. Okay. If it was Drysdale on a number three pick, is that enough?
No,
not yet. But those are the first two pieces, as we just lost Will Borgen and we're probably going to trade Risto. So we're going to need defense.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not enough.
Keep going. Hold on. I'm going to pull up in. Next year's first.
Listen, I mean, Drysdale is going to be a nice defenseman this league. The thing is, we do not know how good he is going to be.
But the thing is, Craig, look at all of these guys. All these guys that you're going to be getting, because you guys mostly want picks or prospects.
Yeah,
Drysdale's as good a bet as many picks or prospects that you're.
So gonna what did he go? For. What did he go overall? Third,
four or five.
Yeah, is he the same as like a Luke Shen who went fifth? No, is he the same as Zach Bogosian who went third?
Yeah,
is he the same as Hayden Slurry who went fifth? Or, I mean,
but we don't know what
you're going to get in there.
Of course, but that's the deal that you guys want to make. You guys.
I know, but the deal that I want to make.
You guys want to make a pick and prospect deal.
Yeah. Craig, don't scare Elliot away by yelling.
No, he's not. I've been yelled at.
No, but
I got a deal, guys.
The asset that the Sabres have right now is arguably a top five center in the world. He is a top 10, maybe a top 15 player in the world.
Yep.
That's a guarantee. You know that when Jack Eichel steps on...
There's also a medical situation here that people don't really know about.
I think the deal.
I think that gets worked out.
Yeah.
But that is an issue.
So what if we're dealing with a healthy Jack Eichel?
Oh, if you're dealing with a healthy Jack Eichel, I don't even think there's questions. But the other thing too is, you know, Craig, the Sabres aren't also dealing. The other thing too is, do the Sabres teams are going to press you too? Like, do the Sabres want this situation all summer? What happens if we get to next year and Eichel's not traded yet? What is that going to mean?
The way I look at it is this. The Sabres have not made the playoffs in 10 years. They've been horrendously bad for a large number of years. So we're going to now feel all the heebie-jeebies and we're going to make a quick trade because we need to get Jack Eichel out of here? No way, man. No way. You're going to make the right trade. You're going to be patient. If you have to wait, you're going to wait. And that's just the way it's going to be. Someone is going to step up to the plate and they're going to want a top 10 player in the world that is guaranteed going to get you a large number of points from this day forward on.
Are you guys ready to hear my deal?
Yes.
Elliot Friedman joining the Instigators here on WGR 550 and MSG. See how patient I was there? There are a lot of people that would say you're not that patient in real life. Here's the deal. Without Zegras, Craig, I need your approval. Elliot, I want your approval, but I think Craig's going to be a harder sell. Number three, Jamie Drysdale, Max Comtois, and you got to give us Max Jones. He was also a first rounder, rugged, hard hitting forward. We need that. That's my deal. So you got a right-hand shot defenseman who was a first rounder. You got number three overall pick. You have Comtois, who's a second rounder, who's performing like a first, and you got your Max Jones, who's a token throw-in. That's your deal. Four pieces.
What do you think, Craig?
Yes, I would do it because I think Max Comtois, I think he's 22 years old, if I'm not mistaken, and he had a fantastic year with the Anaheim. He's a big body, which the Sabres do not have a lot of big bodies. The Max Jones is also, he's a bowling ball. He's a very physical, hard to play against player. I think he was a former first round draft pick, if I'm not mistaken.
Who's
I
that?
I think I would Max do that Jones. Deal for sure. Yes.
Max Jones was a first rounder. Comtois was a second. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the thing is I always go crazy when doing these things, because you never know when it's going to go, but I really think, Craig, that you're selling a bit short on Drysdale too. As you said it right, you never know what a player is going to be. But if you look at what this guy's done in a short time as a pro, AHL level, and in some NHL games, I think he's a heck of a player. I think the biggest problem is that I'm just not sure, Zegras, Drysdale, number three overall pick. I think if you get two of those things, that's a pretty big deal. That's a pretty big deal. And I think for me, the biggest question I'd have with Anaheim is, what do they value more, Zegras or Drysdale? Because I think in a deal, you're probably getting the third pick, but what are you getting with that?
It's all about valuing the certain player. And I'm not saying that Drysdale is not going to be a fantastic player in this league. My problem is we already have defensemen that are, they're not physical defenders. We have a Rasmus Dahlin, who is a beautiful skater, puck mover, offensive player. You have a Joki Haru, who has got solid size, not real big, but he's a puck mover. He's not physical by any stretch of the imagination. We have Jacob Bryson, who, he's a smaller 5'9" defenseman, skates exceptionally well. We lose Will Borgen. He's one of our only guy who is physical in our whole entire organization. And we're looking to trade away our most physical guy times 10 in Rasmus Ristolainen. I'm like, we might have three hits a game next year with the team that we currently have. We do not have size. We do not have physicality. There's no physical, tenacious hockey that certain players know their roles. And I love Drysdale. I think he's going to be a great defenseman, but we already have guys in our organization that are like him.
You know, here's what I would say. I don't think you're wrong in anything that you're saying, Craig, but what I do believe is when you're trading Eichel, you have to get back the best prospect you can get or prospects that you can get. You said it. You think that Drysdale has a chance to have a heck of a career. You really like him. When you're dealing Eichel, that's what you need to get in return. I'll worry about the other stuff. And I know I'm not saying it's not important, because I think it is important, but I'm not worrying about the other stuff. I'm worrying about the best players I can get. And then I'm going to figure out what goes on around them. I think to say that you don't want you don't want Drysdale because you don't have a physical team.
Well, Elliot, I'm not saying that I don't like Drysdale because I don't think he's going to be a good defenseman. I'm saying that there is a question mark beside him. And you're saying, well, listen, I mean, he's the closest surefire. Well, when you go back through the draft over the years, there's been top five picks.
Oh, sure. In the defense.
Like Olli Juolevi in 2016 was supposed to be the next holy jump.
Remember Joni Pitkinen.
Mm-hmm. There's so many. And yeah. I'm saying is Drysdale is a great defenseman, but.
Yeah, but Greg, this is the deal that you guys want to make. It's sort of. You guys have said this is going to be a picks and prospects deal. So that's what we're like. If you make this deal with Minnesota, then you're gambling on Boldy or Rossi or some combination thereof. If you make this deal with the Rangers, you're betting on Kako. I'd be surprised if it was Lafreniere, but let's just put him in there. You're betting on Kako or Lafreniere or something, or Hedl, and you're betting on that. If you're like, you know, I think Carolina has circled around there too. I don't know what would be in the offer. They like to be in on everything. You know, Montreal, whether it's Kotkaniemi, he's a bit more polished. He's been around a bit longer. You kind of know a bit more about what he is. But this deal that you guys make is going to be about gambling on picks and prospects. Mm-hmm. And all I'm saying, like, I think with Vegas, I'm betting that you guys have asked for Peyton Krebs. I don't think Vegas will do that. I just don't think it's what they want to do. That's the gamble you're making. And I think if we're going down this road, if I was to rank gambles, Drysdale would be pretty high on my list.
Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Elliot Friedman from Sportsnet up in Toronto, Hockey Insider, joining us here as he always does Thursday at 11 o'clock. So Adam Larson signing with the Seattle Kraken. Does that mean that, and we know Edmonton's looking to make moves on defense. Is there a possible suitor there for Rasmus Ristolainen? And what are you hearing on Sam Reinhart?
Well, Reinhart, I've heard there's a ton of interest. I heard you guys are asking for like a pick and a first rounder and a prospect. You know, the difference with Reinhart is that he has a bit more leverage because he's 1 year away from UFA. It's kind of like what's going on with Seth Jones right now, is that he's 1 year away from UFA. So the leverage is really tipped towards him. You know, with Eichel, at least you have 5 years of contract time. So Reinhart, I've heard you guys have been asking for a first and a prospect. And I think there's a ton of interest. Like, I think some of the same teams that are in on Eichel are in on Reinhart, like Anaheim, like Minnesota. I think Philly likes Reinhart too. You know, so I think you've got a lot of situations there that you can go with Reinhart, and you're going to have no problem moving him when you decide to move him.
Well, do you ever think there could be a sign-in trade for a Sam Reinhart, making sure that he has those eight years?
I haven't heard that one as much as say I've heard it for Jones or Zach Hyman, which could happen today. You know, we'll see. But I haven't heard 8 years, but I'm sure teams would want to know a bit better, a bit more on Reinhart. Yes, I do think there's some level of that. With Ristolainen, like the tough thing with him right now, guys, is that there's a lot of defensemen out there. You know, if Edmonton, Ristolainen's a lefty off the top
righty.
Of my head. Righty. Yeah, sorry. That's right. So, yes, I think Edmonton is looking for that. You know, Winnipeg is looking for that. But there's a lot of defensemen out there. You know, I think one of the things that I think we're looking at out there is, are guys willing to go to Canada? You know, I think David Savard's a guy that a lot of the Canadian teams are looking at. I think Travis Hamonic, who was just in Vancouver and before that Calgary, a lot of the Canadian teams are looking at. You know, I think Ristolainen is a guy that some of the teams are looking at, but there's a lot of them. You know, Alec Martinez, I think there's a lot of teams after him. Ryan Suter's a lefty. He's not going to Canada. There's a lot of teams after him. The challenge with Ristolainen is, there's a lot of defensemen available for maybe a lesser price, like potentially even free. You can set your own contract. So I think it's really hard with D right now because there's so many. Like, I think Jones and Suter, once those guys are kind of done, and maybe Hamilton, then I think you're going to start to see the market set for a lot of these other guys.
Why not a bigger deal? Why are we're hearing all these guys going out one at a time. Bigger deals, maybe floating, Elliot? Looks like you're looking at your phone. You got some insider info there?
No, it's just that Bergevin said that Jonathan Drouin's going to be back, which is a bit of good news. I don't know if people thought he would be returning. Hmm.
Why not a bigger deal for some of these guys? Why not Jack and Sam? Why not Risto and Sam? Why not Jack and Risto?
Well, I think that has been going on. I believe Philly talked about one of those two guys. I think Philly's not in on Eichel anymore, but I do think Philly talked about like maybe Reinhardt and Risto. But now that they've got Ellis, I would think they're probably out on that.
Well, Anaheim needs defense. That's what I mean. I know they have Drysdale, but they need guys too out there, veteran guys.
Well, it's interesting because they've got Fowler, they've got Manson.
Manson's got, UFA after next year.
Yes, they've got Lindholm. I think it would probably depend on who goes out to have him come in. But I do think teams have talked about package deals. But the problem with Risto right now, as I said, there's a lot of D out there.
Are we going to see anything tomorrow night?
Oh yeah, I think you'll start seeing some stuff right around 1 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, because that's when the freeze opens.
Who do you expect to be most active this year? Would you put the Sabres in that category?
Yes, potentially. I think they could be. I think Columbus is going to be really interesting. They got Seth Jones, and I think they're really trying to narrow it down. Sabres, them, Montreal, I'm really curious about with the news about Shea Weber potentially not playing next year. I just think that I think there's going to be a lot of craziness out there. You know, Seattle too. They're open. They've got a lot of room. I think they're going to go after some more free agents. They really went down far down the road with Jared Schwartz, and I think they might circle back on that.
What'd you think about what they did at the draft last night? All the defensemen and their team in general.
I liked what the way they built from defense out. That's Ron Francis's kind of way. I don't think, I mean, it's, the challenge is going to be, can they score? Like, where's the scoring going to come from there? I know you guys have talked about Strome before. I think they're interested in Ryan Strome from the Rangers.
Hmm. Think they'll be a decent team if you look like you're about to.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, like they picked a number of.
They're going to hurt defense. You.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
You're going to have bumps and bruises when you play against them.
You know, when you sit there and you talk about Mark Giordano, do you think he's going to be an opening night Kraken next year? Or do you think can see him being moved?
Yes, I do. Like Craig, like here's the thing. Like, are you bringing that guy to Seattle to be part of your unveiling if you're trading him?
That's what I was saying to Petey. And you know, now that you start to put him in the lineup, they have, you know, Adam Larson, who just signed an unrestricted free agent deal. Jamie Orlovsky just signed an unrestricted free agent deal. So there's three guys right off the top. You have Carson Soucy, Will Borgen, Jeremy Lazan, Curtis Stein. McDermott. I mean, there is a large number of players out there. And what are they going to do with all of them?
I think some of them will potentially move. However, I know they're going to talk about Giordano potentially as their captain. I know that was discussed before. Like you can probably appreciate this as much as anyone else, Craig, because you know, you were actually Andrew too, because you were in one team for a very long time before you moved. I think this was hard on Giordano. I don't think it's that he didn't want to go. I just think he was like, I'm used to this. I'm comfortable. It's what I've known. It's the,
yeah.
And I think it was really hard on him. And I do think the captaincy came up when they were telling him, you know, it's going to be all right for you here.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what got him there. The minute I saw him walk out, the first thing I was thinking was, okay, there's your captain. Cause the minute he comes out, I think he's on the team. I think they need him there. Right. He'll be like your,
I don't know if you can bring a guy out and then say, all right, we're trading you.
Well, unless you get a really good deal.
So let me ask you this, you know, Mark Giordano, Larson, Orlovsky. They brought out Fleury.
Oleksiak.
Oleksiak, sorry. They brought out Fleury. Where is the room for Will Borgen on this team?
Well, first of all, I look at it this way. You always need a ton of D because people get hurt. You know, Craig, you played in the Western Conference. Guys who play there tell me it's harder on your body because of all the travel and the less practice days available. So you need D. Let's see where this goes in terms of who moves around and who goes where. And also, you are going to need AHL players, right? And, you know, Borgen, I have to check and see if he's waiver eligible or not. He's not waiver eligible.
No.
Then you either find a spot for him or you lose him.
Sabres get first pick, right? Just to make that clear, is that correct?
Were they last this year? Then you get you. Sorry, my brain is just fried right now.
Well, I asked that because you know even if Will
you get first pick for the first month of the season.
Okay, so even if Will Borgen does make Seattle Kraken, I just look at what they have available and guys that could be extra. Curtis McDermott, maybe a Jeremy Lazan, Carson Soucy. Who knows what's going to be available, but there's certainly guys that the Sabres should be interested in because they play a certain style of hockey that the Sabres need.
So well, the other thing too is like, I do think the Rangers are looking for a left shot defenseman to play with either Fox or Lundqvist, the kid who's coming over this year. And that's where I think the Giordano rumor started from. I wonder if Soucy, who's signed for a couple of years, could be that guy. We'll see. But yes, I mean, you know, but the thing is, one thing I would say, though, again, Craig, is there's a lot of D out there. There's a lot of defensemen out there. There's a lot of UFA D at all levels. There's some guys who are going to get paid big, like Dougie Hamilton. There's some guys who are going to get paid middle, like Alec Martinez. And there's some guys who are going to get paid a little less. I think there's going to be people out there that you might not have to give up anything to get.
Last thing I'll ask you before we let you go is in regard to Risto and the expansion draft. Yeah. We were just kind of speculating, you know, spitballing about, you know, why Risto over Borgen, why, you know, all this stuff. And the thought came up that maybe because of the trade freeze, they already had that deal in place that maybe you were talking about last week and they think they might get more. Do you see that as a potential scenario or possibility?
I just don't think you could, like I know Ristolainen's a polarizing player. Like every time I talk so nicely about Ristolainen on this show, I get people who tweeted me from Buffalo, like, have you ever watched him play? Which I don't know. Like I must think better of him than a lot of other people do. You can't let someone like that get away for nothing. You can't. It's, you know, that was the thing I really wondered about with Carey Price is that the Montreal kind of did is that, can you let a guy like that get away for nothing? And I just think that Ristolainen has value and teams like him. And I just think unless it's so obvious that you can't trade a guy, and I don't believe that's the case here, I just don't think you can let him go for nothing. I don't feel that way. It's not like you guys have cap issues.
But now we're in a situation, Elliot, that we're going to lose Will Borgen, who is our second most physical player on our team. Mm-hmm. And we're going to lose our most physical player times 10 in Ristolainen. So
we'll see what you get back.
Well, it better be two guys that are physical.
Why do you say that like you know? What do you know?
I don't know. I'm just laughing at Craig.
I've watched the team for far too many years that it's the same softness in the way that they play. There's one thing about skill. Skill's great. You can't have all the same player.
Yeah.
We got to go, Elliot. We got to go. We're out of time. Fantastic as always.
All right, guys.
Enjoy the draft.
I guess. No. I'm working it from the studio.
Okay. Fair enough. What are you wearing?
Right now or
no? Not right. Well, sure, right now. But what are you wearing on the show for the draft?
I don't know. They'll put a suit out for me for tomorrow.
Will it be a new suit?
You be
sure. Isn't that nice? They lay it out. Did you hear that, Craig?
That's when you know you've made it and you're big time.
You've seen me dressed. Do you think I should be able to pick my own clothes?
Yes.
I thought you did. I know that you have a stylist and everything, or there's a stylist over there, but I thought you'd go in and be like, yeah, I want that and that and that and that.
No. I'm not a close horse. They pick for me and they tell me.
We'll be watching.
We'll be
only for the suit.
Yeah, Craig will be watching. He blew off the draft show tomorrow night. Or the draft party. We're supposed to do a party down in the plaza. And there is a party tomorrow night, 7 to 9. Danny Gare, myself, and Rob Ray will be down there. So,
I hope you guys have a good time.
If you were looking for Craig or hoping to meet your hero, Craig Rive. Yeah.
I enjoyed that last time. I really enjoyed it. I was sorry that I couldn't make it.
Why? Why can't you go? You're in Boston?
Yeah, I'm in Boston.
Tournament?
Three kids at a tournament here.
Man, it never ends, eh, Craig?
Never ends.
Eventually, you got to live your own life, eh, Riff? Eventually. Yeah.
When my kids are done hockey, that's when my life starts.
All right. Elliot, your life starts now as you get to sign off the Instigators. Bye. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the draft. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.